Radio Krishna 101. You know, I say you know all the time. I'm trying to stop that. So anyway, this series, this podcast is called Bhakti Yoga for Us Beginners. And yes, what I have spoken about here so far is for us beginners. How to get going with this Bhakti Yoga, how to take up this and live our lives like that, make it work nicely for us. And the knowledge we need to have, which is good for us too. But you know, now I will speak a little bit about what is not just for complete beginners, but the next level, you could say. We spoke about Harinam a few episodes ago, and also mentioned in the big Mridanga, the, you know, Harinam meaning go out there and sing, chant the holy name, sing the names of God on the street loudly. But then big Mridanga, the big drum, is when you print books and, in other words, use mass media to reach out to so many people and give them Krishna consciousness. So I'd like to continue a bit about that today. And why I say it is kind of the next level, not just for beginners. Well, what I mean then is that it's not about something complicated philosophically or very demanding form of yoga or something like that. But there are these two paths, you could say. They are not different paths, but two ways of going, walking this bhakti path, this bhakti marga. As we have mentioned before, there is the Goshtyanandi and the Bhajananandi, the Bhagavata Vidya and the Pancharatrika Vidya, they have these names for. Well, there are different people, they choose, of course, that's what we're always saying here, you choose how you relate to Krishna, how you serve Krishna, and of course you might be given a service or like that from your guru and, or from Krishna within, you know, we all have our destinies and lives that unfold. And of course, what we want is that our lives will unfold in Krishna consciousness on that path of bhakti. But exactly how you go that, if you sit in a temple and chant, when you japa beads and meditate for yourself there, that's wonderful. That's the bhajanandi, where you sit and do bhajans and all of that. But then you have the Goshtyanandi, whole goes to Bhagavat Vidhi, you could say, meaning that you think next step, now I am okay. Look what wonderful gift I've been given, I can live a life in bhakti yoga. Yeah, that's just perfect. But then, you could say the next level that we're talking about here is another, of course, very simple and natural thing. You just turn to Krishna within, or turn to representative of Krishna as a guru, and ask, "What? How can I serve you? What shall I do? What do you want me to do?" And then, please just act through me. Please just use me as an instrument. Play on me. Or as Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, wrote there in that poem just when he arrived to America. Make me dance as you like. In other words, here I am at your service, and yes, Gaur Nithai, Chaitanya, and their devotees, their followers, they are carrying this. Of course, they were given by Lord Chaitanya, basically. But this Bhagavat Vidhi, this mission, this Sankirtan mission that we talk about. And it really means that we can, that's what we do first in the beginning, of course, when we are new. How can this help me? How can this help me? How can this help me? Okay, here's the food, here's the meditation, here is this, here is that. And for us, when we were in the 70s, coming stumbling in the temple doors from the cold, so to speak. I mean, it was pretty crazy sometimes, the life we lived back then. And much of it was, how can I follow the four regulatory principles? How can I get away from the drugs and the this and the that? You know, all these bad habits and get my life into shape again. For many of us, it was about that. We were, well, some even took up Krishna consciousness as a kind of, how to say, last straw way to save our lives, because we had gone astray. I mean, some had really, of us had really gone astray, and we're talking drugs and all kinds of things. So, then, yep, now I'm a bhakta or a bhaktin, and things are working out now, and I'm, phew, my life is much brighter and happier and makes sense, and it's in order now. And then what is natural is that next thing you say and do is that, how can I help others in the same way? How can I share this? You know, this is something good I got. And I see so many other people who are suffering in this world because of ignorance and bad karma. So we want to help Lord Chaitanya to distribute these fruits of bhakti. So they're a nice little story there in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Lord Chaitanya is asking us to help give these fruits out freely to everyone, They are the sweetest, healthiest fruits there are. So, I guess you could say that this is what this Bhagavat Vidhi, where it comes from, how it develops, and why it's there, and what it is about. You have devotees there, Vaishnavas there, who basically, it really is just that simple thing that, God, how can I serve you? Just engage me as you like, use me to do what you want done here. I'm yours. And that's, of course, what we call surrender, sharanagati, and then we have our acharyas there, the Bhagavat acharyas, who, as Prabhupada often mentioned, are really in this disciplic succession, we are mainly following that Bhagavat, that path, Agustyanandi. So then we're talking about this Sankirtan mission. I can connect this to some other things about Sankirtan. I'm tired.